On Monday of this week, ProPublica produced an article that was picked up, among other places, by Texas Tribune. The headline was, "Shutdown of Texas Schools Probe Shows Trump Administration Pullback on Civil Rights." Well, they basically zeroed in on the Bryan Independent School District and supposed ongoing problems there. Kind of to respond to that this morning, Dr. Christy Whitbeck, the superintendent, joins us. Dr. Whitbeck, thanks for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about how you first knew that there was a reporter who was doing a story about BISD.
Well, we found out last spring that a reporter was in town, had gone to some of our events, and actually came to a school board meeting as well, and approached some of our families of color asking how they were feeling about how they were treated and things of that nature. And then until about a month ago, we received about 20 questions and several public information requests for records. We didn't actually know that the article was coming when it did come.
So you've had an opportunity to read it, certainly. I know there are probably some areas that you do want to take issue with. There's a lot of narrative and not a whole lot of facts there, but basically, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I think with regards to the case, and again, Scott, you know, just a reminder, I just finished my 1 year in Bryan ISD. Thrilled, couldn't be more pleased to be anywhere, but I'm relying a lot on my staff, who's given me a lot of information on the backstory. But an Office of Civil Rights case was filed in September of 2013. For a period of about 4 years, the staff worked back and forth with the office to give them the information that they requested. The Office of Civil Rights actually made a site visit to Bryan. They interviewed students, teachers. They conducted surveys. And according to my staff, thousands of pages of documentation were submitted to the OCR. Last September, when I was here, we received a letter, and that letter stated that the case would be closed due to no wrongdoing on the part of Bryan ISD. So in our estimation, when we received that letter, to be quite honest with you, our staff saw it as an exhaustive process that they went through to show what they were doing for kids, and we didn't really see it in any other way. We certainly didn't connect it to any kind of a political issue, the more the efforts of the staff to show what we were doing.
Dr. Christy Whitbeck, the superintendent of BISD, joining us this morning. I often quote the late Walter Cronkite, who said one of the problems with the media is distortion through compression. It seems like they probably were aware that there was a letter from the federal government saying there was no wrongdoing, but they chose not to put that in the article.
Yes, we did supply that as part of the open records request.
So, you know, you're doing the best you can, and I think that one of the things that I'd like for you to address is this is a large school district, and it mirrors what many school districts are in Texas, and sometimes there are situations where there are students who are a disruptive force. I know you've got some things in place. You probably are planning some things, but give us your thoughts about where BISD is right now and how you do face situations that every school district in Texas faces.
Well, and I do want to say that Bryan does mirror our country in this issue. We do have more students of color committing discipline offenses, and we're committed to doing everything we can to work on reversing that. And I want the community to also know that, you know, whatever data is here, whatever issues we have, I'm committed to working collaboratively to solve them. But when you think about discipline, and particularly even in the case that's in the article, you know, the district's at a disadvantage because we cannot give information about children. Reporters know this. But what I will assure everyone, we will never make a discipline decision based on race. Never. What we will do is we will look at the incident itself. We look at the child's discipline history, the intent. We look at was it self-defense. And we also consider was the child in special education. Because sometimes the disability of a child could factor with what their actions may be. So those are the kind of things that I can assure everyone that we will do and we're continuing to do.
Well,
but we are faced with many of the same challenges, everyone is. But we're committed to looking for solutions. And I've got a few of those I'd love to share with you that were already in place long before this article.
Please do.
And long before we were cleared and moving forward.
Please do.
Well, you know, sometimes the best solutions come from actually just listening And I've been out and about. I've been doing something called Soup with the Soup. And I'm in every campus from the time lunch begins till it ends, and I'm talking with staff. They have an opportunity to tell me about anything and everything they love, whatever suggestions they have. This morning after this, I'll be talking with cafeteria managers. But recently, I had two amazing meetings at Bryan High and Rutter High with kids. And I asked for focus groups that were diverse, that were coming from kids of different, you know, interests and clubs and sports. And we talked about safety. Safety in general, what's happening in our nation, what's happening in our schools. And they were amazing. None of the kids talked about race, but they did talk about equity. And they mentioned, for example, in one of the cases, is much different than what would be in the article, but they were talking about dress code. You know, if you're going to dress code, discipline a girl for leggings, make sure you get the guy for the sagging pants. And, you know, that's what the kids are thinking about. And but that's great feedback. And so I think we use that as we go forward and we think about what practices and processes are in place. One of the things I'm excited about is a climate and culture task force that started last summer. And it was a group of people from, again, a mixed background and job performance in our district and looking at from their vantage point. But they got together and they intensely studied the data. And then they looked at every program and process we were using in our schools. And they even had vendors come in and give presentations about different programs that we may or may not want to consider. And the result of that was really amazing. It was very grassroots, is the best way I know to describe it. Let's bring in 10 professionals that are master teachers that are going to be deployed when there's a discipline issue, or a teacher's having trouble with a particular child. Let's go in, see what's going on, do a home visit, work with the family before we remove the child from instruction. And so we will be deploying those 10 professionals, and I'm grateful to our Board of Trustees. In a time where funding is tight, you know, that saw this as a great idea that came from our own people and supported it. We're going to be teaching social skills lessons for about 8 to 10 to 12 minutes a day across the board, elementary through high school. And we're doing something called the Essential Eight, that every month we're going to focus on a different value that we believe is important in Bryan. And Scott, we're starting off in August with kindness, so you'll be ready to hear a lot about that. And I think that these are the types of ways that we make a difference. We listen to our people. And yesterday, another group that I just can't tell you how excited I am to be working with is our faith-based leaders. And they met with me yesterday, and they just want to lift up this community and do whatever they can in our schools and work with our parents. So it's exciting to see how everyone wants to come together and to help in this issue and just beyond.
Well, I appreciate you carving out some time. I know you're busy, but when the article came out, I just kind of felt like you needed to have an opportunity to respond to some of the things that were in there. So, again, you're busy. I appreciate you doing the time for us, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. That's Dr. Christy Wetbeck. She's the superintendent of BISD.